In keeping with the theme, I have condensed my bulky title down to the six-word question like we were asked, which was, have we optimized estimating water deficiencies? The quick answer to that, absolutely not. We're nowhere close, but I think we are really moving in the right direction with this. As we all know, certainly the desert southwest has a lot of issues, but as my colleagues in the southeast will attest, we are also having a lot of issues across the East Coast. Water is an important issue. The use of the NDVI meter, or sorry, the soil moisture meter has really helped out, especially on putting greens, but this isn't something we can do across large areas. That being said, a lot of people have adopted using NDVI maps, something that is showing a lot of potential. This gives us millions to billions of data points very quickly to where we can get a good estimate of what's happening across the surface. As most people in the room are probably familiar with, NDVI is essentially looking at near-infrared and red light as a good assessment of overall turf quality. There's already a lot of research out there that shows that this is closely correlated with drought stress, which is very important to know, but it is also closely associated with chlorophyll degradation, with diseases, with density, with a lot of different factors, which makes us see that really NDVI is probably not the best option when we're trying to strictly key in on drought stress. So what we've done is we've looked at the spectrum, and we're trying to focus in on areas that will give us a good representation specifically of moisture. And we focused in on three areas. One is a water absorption feature that's found within the near-infrared. Most people are using a water band index when they're trying to look at this. Looking at reflectance at 900 nanometers versus 970 nanometers. It's used in several agronomic situations. Another ratio that we've been looking at is just a simple green to red, visible light reflectance, which shows a lot of promise. With some of our research, we compared these to some of the common indices, such as NDVI, the simple ratio index, and the photochemical reflectance index. These two indices, the green to red and the water band index, were much more closely related to water deficits than these other indices. So we've come a long way with that. The third thing that we are looking at is a very concise region between visible light and near-infrared light, known as the red edge region. It's a very stable region. On the surface, it doesn't look like there is a lot to see there, but once you manipulate the data, run a transformation, we were able to actually show that with some previous research, we could actually detect stress induced by herbicide 5 to 7 days before we could visibly see anything. Since that time, we've looked at this for moisture stress, and we're able to clearly see that this feature is still present. However, we don't have the 5 to 7 days. It's more of a couple of days advance notice. So we wanted to take this information, this derivative calculation, and apply it to some of these other regions. We've essentially taken the same concepts from what we've looked at within the red edge region, try to apply very similar algorithms, and we are seeing that there is a nice way to further break up, let's see here, the feature that we have right here, to where we can get a greater separation. We're making a lot of progress with that. Something that I'm excited about, hopefully you had a chance to visit one of our posters. Not only are we seeing with this with creeping bent grass and sand, we see this with both creeping bent grass and a hybrid Bermuda grass, and we see it across different soil textures. So we're excited about being able to use this information. If you didn't have a chance to look, you can go online. We have made this available for you to look at that. As far as the significance to the industry, certainly big data is ruling things. I think we do have situations now to where we can look at different indices, and we also have the government now on our side helping out with the FAA, giving us more leniency with scientists to go out and do more research.
How you doing?
About to get my hug here. Right. We're doing a... Buddy, help out. We are doing a lot of work, working with both mechanical engineers at Virginia Tech, as well as several private people to look at new options. So, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.